will be talking about who is in this with me. And we continue talking about disabled folks. Let's begin with a word of prayer. God, sometimes it is hard to know what that you are with us, but we understand that you are with us and never will leave us. Help us to be able to submit that in our minds and to be able to live with that knowledge. Amen. Our week if I have to be strong by myself, I'm afraid if I had to walk through life by myself, I was hungry. If I had no one near but myself, I was alone. If I have to be someone else, to be loved. The interesting concept of being alone and what that means, we all, disabled or non-disabled people, struggle with that whole question about being alone. Who is this? Is there anybody here that is with me? I want to begin by trying to wrap some several stories that happened about 7.5 years ago at a carbon midway retreat one night. And they were talking about baptism and family and involvement within the church. I noticed one of the students walk out of my even season crying. We were in a large church, and she was a learning disability person. She did not know how to read too good, and couldn't get it together. She began to cry and knew that her mother and dad had suffered her the way she was, but it was something missing in her life. As her friends did not really pay any attention to who she was because of the learning disability that she had. Many of you probably will identify as a person that have LD, learning disabilities. As she was talked to about that God understand who loneliness, and that didn't really catch on here. I think one of the first questions she asked me was, how do I fit into this cosmos family situation? A bad community. And we talked about that for a long time, and then I went out of the sanctuary to be with some other people. And about 20 minutes later, I came back and she was still in tears and beside herself. Then she said, oh yeah, I understand that I am a child of God, that Jesus really do love me, and that is really enough to get me through my life. Too bad that stories like that need to happen with folks. And often stories happen time and time again. People tell you a story like that, how do you respond? But to try to assure them that they are not alone in going through this struggle, that actually other people are in this with them, but sometimes that is hard to identify because you are so beyond yourself, you are so caught up with what is going on inside, you kind of blind yourself from other people, and you don't really, the window that you are looking out of, it kind of fog over, and it's really hard for you to stand and look at that window until something happened, that window of your life get cleaned out. Somebody come by and give you a hug and assure you that you are a person and you are not alone within the struggle of who you think you already been. And that person can be a family, a friend. It really hard. I've been through some of that stuff myself, as thinking that I was totally alone and that nobody was really paying any attention to me. And that is kind of like a bombshell drop in your life. You know, you try to taught God, but you don't get the answer because you are so caught up with so much emotion inside, it's hard to hear voices at that time. For her, the one insurance that she knew that her parents loved and accept her, and she was crying and she felt alone because nobody outside of that family understood who she was. She was kind of a hidden treasure in a box that nobody wanted to turn the key and open that box and see that beautiful person that God created. That is probably happened to you many times in trying to figure out who you are. And don't see any other activity outside of what you are. I've been really talking about depressing ideas and concepts of people, and the hope is that people that can reach out and touch that person that is feel alone can receive that touch and respond to that touch, and that don't happen all at once. It happens on a gradual basis. As you begin to work out your loneliness, you begin to discover that other people around you in the same community, probably even in the same household, going through that same struggle on different levels, and you are not alone, that there are also within that struggle with you, and you need to sometime get in touch by sharing yourself to other people, to connect, to allow that person to share their self with you so you can share yourself to them so you can see some commonality about what is going on inside yourself. I think one of the most beautiful statements that Jesus made in the gospel when he talked about getting to know your neighbor as you get to know yourself, is it really in that you are getting to know yourself, because you are getting to know your neighbor. And within that, a lot of healing things that I would be talking about tomorrow night, can really happen. You need to be in touch with other folks that can try to understand where you are coming from. You probably have hung up. You've been hurt many times in your life because you are different from the norm called Carter. And that being different, when I realized that I was different coming out of the institution of the school that I talked about a couple of days ago, it like walking into a brick wall. But what I discover that other people were in that same thing also, and we could share our life together about who we are and cry and laugh together. The girl finally, after talking to her, while I finally put myself on line and said, I really love you. And the typical response of a comment, a typical response with a comment that was, why? I'm a piece of junk. What do you do with a comeback like that? I mean, it has something to do with how people look at themselves and how they view themselves. I came back and said, you are important. You are somebody important. God don't make junk, but God create you in his own image. And that really is the only thing you can say to a person outside of trying to spend a lot of time to nurture that and affirm and embrace the words over and over again that you are important and that God love you and you love that person. It's very hard to keep actually the keep motivating up. It's so easy for you to get depressed yourself at what, because you are involved. I was involved with it for 2 days. and it was tough, but I really understood where she was coming from. I have been through cover my own moments of darkness that I did not see any light beyond the dark that I saw. Especially when everybody else is making fun of you, you don't see anything beyond that. And after a while, you get so used to being treated with that kind of sportsism that you begin to take that on for yourself and be able to constantly believe that stuff about yourself. And when somebody, when a truck come crashing through that, you get a real paradox on your hands because you are saying one thing and the truck is trying to push the garbage away so something else can get into your life. Many times I find myself very confused and of what people are saying and what I'm thinking about. It don't match, and that water of what you're thinking about really don't make a difference because all the garbage is being dumped on and you are taking the garbage in and actually eating the garbage, and that become your life. That's why it is necessary to be able to help people, help friends, help people that are disabled, that don't have a good self-image about who they is. It's very important for you to be there, to allow them to talk out of all the garbage, to be able to get up away from that for you to embrace them into something different so they can change their whole concept about who they are. It is very comfortable to know that God loves you, but it's also very comfortable to know that friends who are you can embrace the love of Christ through human flesh. Words don't always do it. Is it the action behind the words that really present the gospel long enough where the gospel begin to sink in? The story that I just told you about the girl but he did have a prominent self-worth, and it's tough to overcome that. And when you're at first, when you're at the philosophical questions about what's going on inside and who it with me, and do they really like me, or don't they really like me, and you know, it's so easy for us to say that it is. And I'm going to give up my whole life because nobody else really cares. I'm just a piece of junk. I think there's a couple of things that we need to be reminded to keep in back of our minds and grab at them at times that we feel lonely and feel not worthy. Think about two things. Think about your baptism. Think about what that means and how baptism really do welcome us into families of who we are and the church. Think about that. Second one, think about the agony of who Jesus was and all the agony that he himself lived with here on earth. Them two images help me to begin to unravel what goes in my mind. When I begin to focus my attention here to be able to try to visualize that in my mind. It's really hard to do at times when you're depressed, but in the last verse of Matthew, Jesus reminds us that, lo, I'm always with you until the end of the earth. Within the statement, basically, we are not alone in our life. The beauty that is so beautiful of the Christian life that we can somehow pick up itself up by what is going on within inside of itself in our faith. It is so important that Christian life become really tangible so other folks can share that life with you. like I was saying the other night, that no man is a honor to itself, it is very difficult to psych yourself up, especially to psych yourself up to the point where you begin to feel good about yourself without some tangible bodies there, some people there to talk to share your life with, to be reminded that your baptism was important, that your baptism allow you into the family, that you are now you're part of the church. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians in 12 talk about the uniqueness of the body being all members without no limitations. Listen to the video that we are talking about and don't really have the for some folks, they don't have the myth, they don't have the capacity to have any mental capacities about knowledge and stuff, that for quizzes, 12 passes allow people in to the body. No matter what the season is in life, they don't even need to understand, mentally understand what is going on. But Paul really talked about the blanket of acceptance, to accept everybody, no matter who they are, into the body of Christ. That is really very comfort to me at times when I feel like everybody is against me, even my own self. Who is in there with me is really a question of who is in there with me. The other statement is, what are you going to do with the other people that is in the journey of your life? It's not a one-way street here. We need to reach out to be ministered to. We need to allow people to know that we are hurting and that we need them to kill for us. I think many times, maybe the labor people have took for granted that everybody need to come to them. But I think we need to come to them and say, we need some help. Would you help me to be able to work this thing through in my life? The the question about nobody understand in these stories that I just told about that girl, many times statements of people really don't really understand is a cop out, I think. I think people do understand, maybe not in the same way you have experienced that, but I think people have been through experience, maybe not like the one that you are dealing with, but similar things they've been involved with, and they have some keys to help you to unlock what is going on with inside yourself. I do not like the statement, I really know what you're going through. I've been not an advocate to that statement. Sometimes I don't understand where the people are coming from, but I realize that people do not like that statement either, but they don't have nothing better to say, but they do have some keys to unlock, to begin to unlock some stuff inside you that can be really helpful. So I would highly recommend that when you are going through periods of aloneness, that you keep your ears and eyes open for keys that other people may offer and take them up on it. Because what do you have to lose? I mean, what? To me, I didn't have nothing else to lose. I was down and out, and that's the way it was. I either going to get myself fixed, you'd be a miserable person for the rest of my life. But once you begin to get a peak to be able to get in touch of that self, that don't mean that the self won't come back. But then, you may have some keys to be able to make it somewhat more easier to go through that. I know it's hard to go through periods. But I find out when I go through things that I've been through before, it seems to me it makes a lot more sense, because I have a lot more pictures of what is going on inside myself. You cannot use the cardboard saying, I used to make the comment of, well, if this prison would not have done it to me, I was always trying to blame what's going on inside myself onto other people. What you receive into yourself, you, I think, what you receive, what kind of advice is the negative stuff about you, if you want to listen to that stuff and take it in and begin to get upset, then I think, you know, to me there's something else that is not really, that is not really bugging me, but something that is it really going inside of it, never cut that have been in there, and you're not healing, I'm not really for sure, but I have clarified myself on what I'm thinking, one thing and communicating another thing, and I'm getting really confused on
give an illustration when you talk about, you know, this stuff that you keep coming back to. You obviously have some content in that, but it's hard to get a handle on what you're illustrating. You know, what is this inside of? That may help.
Let's say that you are really upset because somebody call you a name and you don't like the name. Somebody call you a retarded, you're a jackass, you're a freak, you're a dumbbell, and you get really upset about it. What I find out for myself when I get really into this, when I get really down and out about that stuff, I know that maybe on the other side of it, so that it's cutting into something out that I'm trying to work myself out of. And I'm getting depressed because there's too much stuff going on inside myself in that prison. As I'm working the thing out, came in with another comment that can really drive a knife into the other stuff that I'm trying to look at and make it and make my life miserable, because no one needs to deal with two things rather than one thing. Do you understand that?
But let me ask you another way. What is it that you found most effective? What is it that you're trying to work out inside you when that kind of stuff comes? What is your way of handling that?
I may try to pray. I may try to grab somebody to say I need to talk. To kind of spill my guts, to lay out the cards way that I see him. And a lot of other prisoners find what that person may or may not see. Could give me some other stuff that I can deal with to overcome that, if to add to the to begin to flesh the thing out. It's tough when you've been it's tough to do that when you got nothing but negative response about who you are for 20 years of your life. And then try to break out of that. That always comes back to haunt you. I mean, things that I think that is gone come back to me every so often, and I need to take another look at that crap. And say, yeah, I dealt with that crap about 5 years ago, but no, it came back. And it came back maybe for a new reason, is that I need to deal with it on a different level, to be able to flush it out on that level, so therefore it can be clean. It may come back again and again, but you need to keep working that out. You know, do that make sense?
I understand. I'm not so sure where you go with that. Where you go with that?
I'm not really for sure if this. Really, it's, you need to always try your best to deal with that and to be able to deal with it, to turn it around so many times that it gradually getting smaller and smaller, because as you're turning the rod, you are shaping it and getting it into a place where you can really get some really good handles on it. And sometimes you in that process, you are learning a lot about yourself, even though it is painful. You are learning. You're learning a lot about yourself. Give you a sample of I always thought people that make fun of you was complete jerks. I ever began to work on why people ridicule other people, I, in my own experience, most of that was that they did not know how to respond to me as a disabled person. They did not know the words. So they compound all the words by negative remarks about who you are. good friend of mine who did some sharing with me one night at home when I was back in North Dakota on a cold winter night, shared with me about some of the things that were going on within his head during the time that he was making fun of who I was. And 15 years later, he understood why he was making fun of me, because he didn't know how to respond to me as a handicapped person. And it's too bad things work out that way, but I, about 5, 6 years ago, I really got in touch with all that stuff because I thought a lot about it, and I asked a lot of questions to myself about why is this really going on, and why is it going on outside, and you know, my how I react. Then I began to ask some folks that have been part of my life for 25 years, why did they do what they did? And discovered that kids would be kids, and kids sometimes don't use the correct terminology. And basically, they liked me, but didn't know how to respond. But words that to me at that time were really some hard words. Do you understand what I'm trying to get at? Is that clear?
No, I'm not
too
sure. It's not the... I've never made fun of any bloody disabled knowingly in my life. But I don't... I can't really understand being a stranger, I can't respond to an individual right off the bat like that. I have to get some input from them over a period of time before I, maybe that's just because my mind doesn't work that fast, or how it is. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been my experience with covering my friends. This was the case for them. I'm sure it's different from prison to prison, from case to case, but yeah, it's tough to go through all that stuff, but when it is over, you can see some benefits out of the growth that have taken place in people that used to make fun of. That made fun of you, and now have really made a 160-degree turnaround to a understanding about who you are. I think implies that is, if you are going to accept that you hold a grudge against these people, and for the great part of it is I have kind of forgot. And only bring him up only to try to prove a, try to help people to work through all that stuff. I am, if there's no other comments, I will sign out. Have a good evening.